Proclamation number 8868, dated the October 14th, 1964. Different status of the created beings. Believe me that I still have to correct many misconceptions if you are to live in truth and defend it. You have a completely wrong concept of my creative strength, which is unlimited and endowed the created beings with an infinite abundance of strength. Thus they, like me, were also able to constantly and without knowledge of limitation externalize creations into the universe. Hence there are no different degrees of creative power in the beings who remained faithful to me, who did not voluntarily move into a different sphere from mine, where I myself amid my hosts of the domain of my creativeness. All beings were created perfect, and that means that no being is subject to any restriction, but that every being is given a task which it conscientiously fulfills. But one task is no more important than another, and thus there is no difference of status either. All those beings' love culminates in their love for me, and they indeed always aspire towards me in order to become even more blissfully happy through the response of my love, which you humans cannot measure by any standard. Merely the degree of love can differ in beings who overcame the abyss without having achieved childship to God on earth, but who nevertheless achieved a degree of love and constantly seek to increase it. Their happiness, that they escaped the abyss and had to walk the path of evolution, knows no limits. They are conscious of their present beatitude, and their eternal life is a constant singing of praises and thankfulness. They, too, are allowed to create and give life to the universe, but always in accordance with their abundance of light, which constantly increases. Thus everything perfect knows no limit. Consequently there cannot be any beings who take precedence, and your idea of dividing these beings into groups of more or less able beings is wrong, since perfection renders this null and void. These are always human concepts, because you are more or less inadequately shaped and thus also want to transfer these attributes to the absolutely perfectly shaped beings. Whether the smallest or the largest being is created, it takes the same creative strength, because it is the same work of wonder in my creation. And the supreme perfection of the beings rests in the fact that one helps the other, that not one wants to take precedence before another, and therefore neither the expression angel nor archangel is justified, but all beings belong to my vast host of created original spirits. Only you humans imagined the world of spirits to be status-oriented, just as you create different positions on earth for yourselves. As long as you still have a low degree of maturity, the degree of love will differ too, and you cannot create in strength and might. You have to aim to increase this degree of love until you attain your original condition again, from which your fall into the abyss took place. In addition, you also have to acquire the childship to God on earth, and for this purpose a being of light can return to earth for a mission, if it had previously failed on earth but achieved a degree of light in the beyond which sanctions a repeated embodiment. Just as every non-fallen spirit may take this path through the abyss in order to test its free will, although it can never descend further, rather the original spirit's urge for creation becomes ever more powerful. Then it will make constantly greater demands on my strength of love and aspire towards me and thus create with my strength, which completely permeates this spirit. Perfection, however, is unlimited, or, what is perfect knows no limits. It is as powerful as I myself and can make and shape the largest as well as the smallest creations, for it will always help and assist the wretched to attain beatitude. You can only understand this when you know what love is in its fundamental essence, and therefore I assess everything by the degree of love, But this assessment ends as soon as the being is perfect. Because to be perfect means to be infinitely blessed. Then every being's love is only intended for me as the utmost perfect being, which will always gratify its longing for love, and yet it will never end. Amen.